The Mortgage Calculator, your favorite non-QM lender with over 5,000 unique loan products.
So welcome, everyone. My name is Kyle Hershey. I'm the COO of The Mortgage Calculator, joined here by our president, Nick Hershey, and our sales manager, Jose Gonzalez. We are a lender specializing in non-QM loans. And what we do every morning on this show is go through our live interest rates, and then we do a deep dive into a different loan topic. Today's topic is going to be interest-only non-QM loans, so something we're very familiar with here at The Mortgage Calculator. Before we do that, though, we'll do what we do every morning, which is pull up our live rates. So, Nick, if you're ready, let's go ahead and pull up our pricing tool, and let's see what the rates are looking like this morning.
All right. Share my screen. We'll check it out. So lots of activity in the markets the last couple weeks. Obviously not so great news for rates, but today looks a little bit better. We'll see what happens here. This is our pricing tool. It will show us the general rates and the APR for today. It is April 22nd, just after 11 a.m. Eastern. So all the standard programs here are live. If you'd like a full breakdown of all the itemized fees that go into the loan estimate, into the APR, please reach out to one of our team members that can provide the loan estimate. We have over 300 loan officers to help you out. So for the demos, we'll set up a basic scenario to compare across the programs. We'll set $400,000 loan amount. We'll set the LTV to 80% loan, 20% down payment. And we'll ask the computer to find the lowest rates we can offer for conforming conventional. We'll compare that to FHA, which is usually the second option for most borrowers. Then we'll go into our expanded guidelines, also known as non-QM, where we have over 5,000 additional options, such as our topic for today. We also have VA and USDA. VA is only for eligible vets and active service members. If you are, just let us know. USDA is only for eligible properties. If you're looking in those areas, just let us know. We can quote it, no problem. We'll start with conforming conventional, do purchase, 30-year fixed, standard loan, primary occupancy, single family home, one unit, state of Florida, county of Miami-Dade. And for all the demos, we use an estimated credit score here of 760 and an estimated debt to income ratio here of 40. So with these settings, let's check the rates today. And about the same as it was last week, not much improvement, but it'll take a little bit to get there. We have a 6.99 rate for 2.25 discount point. That's the final APR, 7.278 here. And hopefully we see some downward momentum here later this week. Now, if for any reason our customer doesn't qualify for a conventional option that we're looking at here, typically the next option we want to compare is an FHA. So we'll set up the same exact scenario, keep everything identical so we can compare across the programs. And this time we'll just select FHA. FHA does allow more leniency on credit issues and credit events, as well as a much higher debt to income ratio, but we're going to keep everything identical so we can compare here across the programs. So let's see what the FHA is looking like this morning. Yeah, just a touch cheaper here, 6.125 rate for 2.375 discount points, puts the final APR at 7.075. This APR does include the upfront and yearly mortgage insurance that's required on all FHA loans. So very comparable here, and actually a touch cheaper than conventional if our customer qualifies for both. And our customers that need to use it, because this includes all the costs, very comparable option to conventional there. So our customers that need FHA, definitely reach out to our team to help you out. And if our customer unfortunately doesn't qualify for a conventional or FHA option, most other banks or lenders will have to deny that customer, but that's where we love to help out with our 5,000 alternative options here under expanded guidelines. So we'll keep everything identical as our other demo, except now that we've chosen expanded guidelines, we get to choose a new income type. So full doc is what we use for conventional and FHA. That's 2 years of taxes. So if our customer doesn't qualify with 2 years of taxes, we'll need to use an alternative. We have asset related, business bank statement, the investor programs are just for investment properties. We'll show those here in a minute. The personal bank statement 12-month program here is the most popular. That's what we use for the demo. We have RSU, stated income, DOE, 1099, P&L, all kinds of options here. But the 12-month bank statement is the most popular, and that's for our self-employed borrowers. Many times when they submit their tax returns, may have various write-offs and may not qualify at all, or just need a little bit of extra income to get that home. We can help them out, no tax returns at all, just 12 bank statements. And we'll use those 12 bank statements to calculate a debt-to-income ratio of 40% here in our example with just their cash on the bank. So most borrowers that are self-employed qualify for much more income. So let's check out these non-QM options. And as usual, we're well within a half a point of conventional. So best option here at the top, 7.25 rate, just a touch higher. 2.425 discount points. Puts the final APR at 7.67. So remember, a true conventional was at 7.2 something. So we're well within a half a point for our customers to use the income they need to use and get that home that they really dream of. So tons of options here. And if we scroll down, there's hundreds of variations. Some of these at a little bit higher rates and costs may allow bankruptcies, foreclosures, edit issues that would cause us to not qualify for a standard loan, and also may use different ways to calculate the income. And some of these may allow Jose's topic for today, which is interest-only options as well. So tons of flexibility. Please get with our team to find the best non-QM options for you. And for our final demos, we want to pull live rates for investors, investment properties. So for our final two demos, we'll set investment property. We'll set the same loan amount, $400,000. We'll set the LTV to 80% loan, 20% down payment. And we'll compare the lowest rates we can offer for conforming conventional options and compare that to our non-QM expanded guideline options. Remember, the government programs don't work for investments, so no FHA, VA, or USDA. We'll stick to these top two. The first one will be conforming conventional. Everything's going to be identical as all our other demos. All we've changed here is occupancy to investment property. So let's see the conventional options today. Ooh, portfolio one adjusted. So now we got the portfolio one moving. So it's actually a non-QM program technically, but this portfolio option does use the same guidelines as conventional, but doesn't have the loan level price adjustments that are required for Fannie and Freddie. So this typically comes in much lower. Today, it went up in price a little bit and it's more comparable here. 7.125 rate, 3.375 discount points, finally correct 7.535, which just is a tad better than the first true conventional option here, which is 7.25 rate for 3.25 discount points, puts the final APR at 7.651 for the first true conventional option with all the loan level price adjustments for Fannie and Freddie here. So good options, but definitely recommend our customers check out all our alternatives here. So the portfolio option is an alternative. So obviously it's a little bit cheaper, but definitely recommend all the investors also check out our non-QM. So for the final demo, we'll set up everything the same. And this time we'll select our expanded guidelines, non-QM for investment properties. So first thing we need to pick is our income type. Most popular income type and most popular loan we do here, the DSCR loan, because it doesn't require any income or employment info from our borrower. Simply use the estimated rental income to determine DSCR value, stands for debt service coverage ratio. If the estimated rents can cover the expenses, aka the property cash flows, that's a ratio of one or higher. We even have options for ratios under one, but we'll use 1.5 for the demo, so all the programs pop up here. And finally, prepayment penalty must be selected for these programs. 3 years is standard, that's what we always pick. There are options that have no prepay that will cost more and limit the programs. And there are some that allow 5 years, which saves us some money, but does limit the programs that pull up. So 3 years is the most common, that's what we always use here. So we can see all the options. All right. So best option here for DSCR, 7.125 rate, 3.025 discount points and costs, but the final APR, 7.605. So just barely squeaking out conventional there. So I'd say 100% of investors would still take advantage of a DSCR, even if it's much higher cost than conventional, and we're actually still beating it, which is absolutely amazing. And if we scroll down, tons of different options here. Some of these at higher rates and costs may allow bankruptcies, foreclosures, may allow different ways to calculate the income, all kinds of different variation that we get here with our DSCR options, including our topic for today, which is interest only. So interest only, very popular feature we can basically add on to most of those non-QM options, not all, but most. So when you see me do the demo, we don't really have the interest only feature that we want to do live on the demo, but there are a little bit of ins and outs and how those programs work. Some of them only allow limits to LTV to add that feature. Some of them allow limits to credit to add that feature, but it's generally available for most of our non-QM programs. So Jose, if you're ready, let's go ahead and check out some of our detailed programs here.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining us for Daily Mortgage Rates Live with the Mortgage Calculator. Great options for you today with our interest-only products. The interest-only product is available in a 30-year amortization and a 40-year amortization. Now, many reasons why you would choose an interest-only option. You're looking at basically having better cash flow. We have many cases where they let us actually qualify with the interest-only payment. So if you're trying to help your cash flow, definitely this would be a way to go. Sorry if you're having a little bit of delay, but system's a little slow today. So let me go ahead and share all the options for you, and I'll explain it along the way. All right, so our first option here is our primary full doc. Now, these are all non-QM options that I'm sharing with you today. So the maximum LTV on all our non-QM loans, as always, is 90% and never any mortgage insurance applicable. So here, first option I'm sharing with you is the interest-only 30-year amortization. Now, this is a critical point. When you're going over the interest-only options with your borrower, depending, obviously, how long they're planning on keeping this loan. Reason being, the 30-year amortization interest-only option obviously is interest-only for the first 10 years. And then after the 10-year interest-only payment is over, it then transitions to a 20-year fully amortizing payment. So that's really important if your borrower plans on keeping that loan, because at the end of the 10th year, their payment is going to go up considerably. It will be a fully amortizing 20-year loan. So in this case here, for our full doc primary non-QM option, our lowest cost option is 10.375, and you can buy that down all the way to 9.25%. I want to show you a little, put this all into context here. So now I basically ran the same scenario, but with the 40-year amortization option, which then makes this interest only for the first 10 years. And then at the end of the interest only period, it becomes a 30-year fully amortizing loan. So good rates as well. 10.375% is our lowest cost option. And 9.375 is our lowest rate option. And let me put the other one here a minute just so you can see the difference. So basically, to go from 30-year to 40-year, which is another consideration, right, is the 40-year option is usually more expensive than the 30-year option. So here it is about, what's that, 0.5. So you're at a half a point more expensive in cost to get the 40-year option, and also you may have a few less options depending also. So now we go from our full doc to our bank statement primary option. Now this one does go up to the max 85% LTV, which is the usual for our bank statement option. But look at those rates now when we do drop the LTV just a little bit and go bank statement. You're at 9.875 is almost at par at a 0.375% cost. And you can buy that down all the way to 7.75%. These are great rates for our bank statement interest only option with a 30-year amortization. And then same scenario now with a 40-year amortization. And you can see right then and there, right, rate went up. So we are, we are at there, 9.875 is our lowest cost option. And you can buy that down all the way to 8.375. And if we compare this to the 30-year option, just notice there, now the 30-year option does start at 9.875, but goes all the way to 7.75%, whereas the other, the 40-year option only goes down to 8.375%. So now we go to our investment options here. Interest-only investment, full doc, 80% LTV, 40-year amortization. 7.375 is our lowest rate option. 8.75 is almost at par. So 8.75 at a 0.125 cost, and you can buy that down all the way to 7.375. So now I'll show you our 40-year amortization option here. So this one, again, was full doc. So this one, 85% LTV bank statement option. Non-QM loves those bank statement loans. 10.375 is our lowest cost option. 9.625 is our lowest rate option. So this is for our 40-year at 80%. And now we have, that was 85%. This one is 80% LTV, our 40-year amortization for bank statement. Always like to put these situations into context. I always like to show the lower LTV option so you could compare the costs, right? So here now, 8.999 actually has a lender credit, and you can buy that down all the way to 7.499 for 80% 40-year amortization. Remember, that's 10 years interest only, and then at the end of 10 years, it becomes a 30-year fully amortizing loan. And where would we be if I did not go over our DSCR options, right? Now, this one is for our 40-year option. Now, it is 80% LTV max for this option, or 85% LTV DSCR options. Basically, the pricing is not compliant for interest only. So 9.125% is our lowest cost option at an 80% LTV, and you can buy that down all the way to 8.625 for our 40-year option. Now, again, the important thing on these loans is that most of these will allow you to qualify the borrower on the interest-only payment, which is great. So you can meet the DSCR of your loan. And then our last option here, I wanted to show the 30-year amortization option. So you'll note the rate does drop just a little bit. Here you're at 9% is your lowest cost option, and you can buy that down to 8.5% for your 30-year option, where your 40-year option is about a 0.125% in rate higher. And almost the same cost. So this one at 8.625, but we're going to compare apples to apples. At 8.625, the 30-year option is costing 2.9 points. And 8.625 on the 40-year option is costing 3.15. So it's a difference of a 0.25% cost in fee difference between the 40 and the 30-year DSCR option. So remember, if you're having any issue with your qualifying the debt service coverage ratio, meeting whatever it may be for your program option, whether it's 1.0 or above or 1.25 or above, you can always go for the interest-only option. But just please make sure we read the guidelines and make sure that that conduit does qualify the borrower based on the interest-only payment, because they all don't do that. It's one thing is the payment you can make, and the other thing is the payment that they're going to qualify the borrower on. Usually it's the interest only, but not always.
Okay. It looks like we do have a question here. We want to pull that up. I guess we can pull it up on the screen here. For the interest only option, are they able to do 5% down, and is there a PPP?
Unfortunately not. The interest-only option, what I've been showing you today, is a non-QM option, and the maximum loan-to-value on all of our non-QM products is 90%, which would mean that 10% down is the minimum down payment. As far as prepayment penalties go, prepayment penalties are never applicable on a primary residence, but it is possible to add a prepayment penalty to an investment property. So all of the investment property options I showed today were with a 3-year prepayment penalty. And then obviously the primary options did not have a prepayment penalty.
Okay. Looks like that was the only question there, but great options and always very interesting. And just like all the other programs we go over, a great tool to have in your tool belt, right? You need to use it. So I think we'll go ahead and wrap it up. I don't see any other questions. Remember, we do this at 11 a.m. Eastern every weekday where we go through the live rates and then we do a deep dive into a different topic. So we'll be back tomorrow with a new topic. We appreciate everybody tuning in. Thank you. We'll see you tomorrow, 11 a.m. Eastern, for the next episode of Daily Rates Live with the Mortgage Calculator. Have a great day, everyone.
Thanks, everybody.
Apply now at themortgagecalculator.com for instant mortgage rate quotes for over 5,000 loan products.